We're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. And we're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Matthew Fisher, the newest member of a very exclusive group. MLB draft picks from the greater Evansville area, former Memorial kid, and who knows, maybe a future Philadelphia Philly after being chosen in the seventh round earlier this week. Hey, Matt, really appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I appreciate it.
How does it sound? I know that the ramp up has been here. You've been an extremely accomplished player for an extremely long time. Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Indiana. You had all the mock drafts. Everyone was talking about you as a pro, but now that you hear your name called, you have a team assigned to you, a team drafted you, you get the call. How does this all feel now?
It's surreal. I don't think it's really set in fully yet, obviously. It's a really amazing moment with me and my family and, you know, all the people who've been there to support me along the whole journey. So just really, really excited.
You know, for you, I'd imagine that it is an exciting thing, but for your family as well, I'm just kind of curious. Yeah, your reaction is interesting. What was mom and dad's reaction? Because I know this because I talk to student athletes, players all the time, that especially in the youth level, the buy-in has to be probably more so from the parents than it does from the child to really develop a skill set and grow within a sport. Mom and dad had to be there every step of the way. What was their reaction to getting the news that the Phillies were taking Matthew Fisher?
I mean, I think they were pretty excited. Obviously, they were really, really ecstatic for me. And it's just, you know, a cool moment to take in all together. You know, and as a family, there's been a lot of sacrifices made. You know, they've sacrificed a lot for me. My sisters have sacrificed a lot for me, and you know, my grandparents, my aunts, uncles, my friends, and just so many people who have played a big role into the person and the player that I am today. And I think, you know, just in that moment, it was pretty cool.
Okay, Matthew Fisher here on WREF, the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, and I'm Brad Klein. All right, so I'll ask you about this, right? The draft, regardless of sport, is always a very fluid thing. You can have mock drafts all you want. That's a mock draft projecting you in the first round. Ultimately, in baseball, it doesn't matter a heck of a lot because it's all about signing bonus. You can pay a kid more in the seventh round than you would in the third round. It all depends on leverage and value and whatever the team wants to do. So for you, it doesn't matter all that much that you go in the seventh round, but did it come as a surprise that you weren't taken a little bit earlier where some mock drafts had you?
Yeah, I think obviously I expected to, you know, possibly go in that first day, and but at the end of the day I realized, you know, that the circumstances of the draft, it's there's a lot of different strategies to go into with each team, and you still let the process play out, and I think it's hard at times, obviously, maybe yeah, as you get later into Sunday night, but regrouped and got ready for Monday, and fortunately ended up, you know, being selected by such an incredible organization.
Well, to your point, a very, very strong organization, an organization that has a history, a track record of developing pitchers from the high school level, but also a team that seemed like they were very deliberate in their draft strategy because on the one hand, yeah, they took pitcher after pitcher after pitcher before taking you, but all those guys came from college, so there is a fair amount of money left for Matthew Fisher and certainly a very different, you know, draft pick from college pitcher to high school pitcher. So what is your kind of evaluation of, you know, where you stand in the Phillies draft pool for 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is an incredible draft class, and you know, I'm very excited to be a part of that, and ready to hit the ground rolling here soon.
Now, you do have until July 28th to make an official decision to sign with the Phillies. I don't know what contracts look like, how quickly they move. The Phillies have a lot of different players to negotiate with because there are, in fact, 20 rounds. But where are you in your decision-making process and how you feel about your next step, whether it be the Philadelphia Phillies or IU?
Yeah, it's just, you know, like I said earlier, kind of letting the process play out.
Yeah.
There's a couple more things that, you know, get settled down here and over the next couple of days, and then, you know, ultimately that'll play into that decision.
I will say, don't love that you're going to the Phillies, because I am a Mets fan myself. So trying to keep as much talent outside of the Phillies organization as possible. I would just ask you to remember that if and when you guys play the Mets, when you play the Mets, you pitch against my Mets. Just remember that, you know, Brad's watching, and you know, I like you, Matt, but you know, don't be striking out too many Mets. That's my ask.
Well, fortunate for you guys, you guys got Cam Tilliott from Castle. So
that's true.
There's a
That's true. Hey, was that pretty – I mean, that was pretty crazy from my perspective, but you guys almost go back-to-back. I know that that's kind of – it's got to be a pretty cool thing for Evansville and the community, but for you as well, to have local blood right next to you in the seventh round of that MLB draft. Have you guys communicated about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me and Cam have been really good friends since we were 5 years old, and we've played baseball for years growing up, and – we have a pretty good relationship, so yeah, to see his name called two picks after mine was pretty crazy. And you know, especially when you have a small town like Newburgh, and you have two kids taken within picks of each other like that, I think it's pretty surreal. So yeah, no, me and Cam have talked a lot, and you know, we've been really close for a long time now.
But be honest now, Matt, were you still watching after your name was called at 221? I'd imagine the TV goes off, you're answering calls, you're responding to text messages. You're not locked in waiting for Cam Tilly's name to be heard. We didn't know it was going to be that quickly. Maybe if you knew that Cam was going 223, maybe you would have held on to the remote and continued to watch. But there's no way you were locked into that Mets pick at 223.
I wouldn't say I was locked in, but the TV was still on, okay. And the volume was up. And when I heard Cam, I kind of figured, and you know, obviously it ended up being him. So that was pretty cool. But no, I knew there was a good chance he was going to get drafted pretty soon. So wanted to wait and you know, see when that all went down.
You know, for you, obviously your family, a big part of your life, and certainly a big part of your success on and off the field. We were talking about your parents and their reaction to you getting picked. This decision that you have pending up until July 28th to sign or not to sign, you can't really go wrong because you have that that offer from IU and that commitment that you can go honor yourself. What is your parents, your family's role in the decision-making process? Are they, you know, floating ideas your way, or is it really just your decision and ultimately dependent on what the Phillies offer you?
Yeah, ultimately it's my decision, and they're here to support me, and you know, they've been with me every step of this process, and you know, giving me advice and things here or there, and you know, obviously they play a big role into the decision I make, and you know, obviously we're having those conversations now, and just like I said, taking the process day by day, and you know, discussing as a family what the next chapter is for me.
Hey, this might sound like a silly question. It was a couple of days ago at this point that you were taken, and obviously that's a lifelong dream of yours. You've been working your entire life towards this, to be an MLB draft pick. What happened the next day? I feel like you've been ramping up for this draft for, what, 18 years? What happens the day after where you're kind of in this purgatory period of, okay, let's wait for what the offer is from the Phillies. I'm going to mull it over. I'm going to sleep on it. What happens the day after?
I think just continuing to be me. I mean, obviously it's a really exciting day and moment when you do get drafted, but you know, life goes on, and you know, for me it was getting back to work in the weight room yesterday, and you know, hanging out with my friends. So at the end of the day, I'm the same old kid I've always been, and you know, forever will be. So just taking it in the day, taking in the moment, but you know, also soaking up these last few days I have here with my family and friends in Evansville.
And not too many people hear their name called in the MLB draft, and obviously it's been a while since 2002 that the city of Evansville, or rather Memorial High School, has had an MLB draft pick, and so really cool for you to join that exclusive group. What was Memorial's role in getting you here now that you have kind of crossed that threshold of MLB draft pick? Memorial High School did what for you en route to the MLB draft?
Yeah, I think just there's so many incredible people there that have had a lasting impact on, you know, my life, and just I've grown so much as a person, and maturing over the years, and you know, both as a person and a baseball player, and just an athlete in general. I mean, Coach Hurley and you know the whole football staff have helped me out tremendously. And then obviously look at the baseball side with Coach Collins and his whole staff. It's been incredible, and you know, I've been so fortunate to be surrounded by such great, you know, mentors and people at an incredible place like Memorial. And it's taught me so many things. And, you know, I'm confident saying that, you know, after 4 years at Memorial and being around, you know, such incredible people that, you know, I've grown a lot.
You certainly have, and I'll tell you this, I speak to players all the time. You are a pro-ready person, and by my estimation, I'm not a scout, you're a pro-ready player as well. The Philadelphia Phillies certainly think so after taking you in the seventh round. All right, so that makes you a Philly if you sign the contract, and again, you have until July 28th to do so. Can't go wrong in your decision. I've got one more parting question for you. And unlike the other questions I've asked you in the past, there is a right answer. Okay, Matt, here's the deal. I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Who is your favorite Philadelphia Philly all time? There is a correct answer.
I mean, part of it would be a mistake for me to say, but I've always been a big Schwarber fan, obviously being from IU. You know, I remember watching him in college, and now he's with the big league club.
It's close. That's close.
But no, I've always loved watching baseball in general. I'm be honest, I don't think I've ever watched the Phillies too closely. But I mean, I've always loved watching Schwarber play, and he's a big part of what they're doing right now.
Look, you came really close to getting the answer correctly because you thought about it the right way. Oh, Kyle Schwarber, Philly, and local ties, IU. But the answer is Scott Rolen, Evansville native, and Philadelphia Philly, and now Hall of Famer. That's the answer. Come on now.
You're right. I missed that one up. Yeah. That one is close to home.
I know it. Yeah, we'll forgive you. Congratulations. Just know that I'm rooting for you. Except for when you play the Mets, and I'm just really proud of you, man, and so is the community. To get here, it's a really, really big deal. I know you've been working really, really hard at it for a really, really long time, but I also know that everything, all that hard work behind the scenes, it was all worth it. Congratulations, Matthew Fisher, the newest member of the Philadelphia Phillies organization after being taken in the 2025 MLB draft. Again, congratulations, and good luck for whatever comes next.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and thanks again for having me.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.